Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for March 19th, 2012. In cryptid news, there's a gorilla on the loose in Alabama. The Hale County Sheriff's Office reported on March 11th that they were searching for at least one gorilla spotted near a store in the town of New Bern. On the 13th, it was revealed that the office reacted to a tip from children who were on a bus from a baseball game that called 911 and reported seeing a gorilla. Could this have been a gorilla? Was it possibly a Bigfoot sighting? Deputies responded to the call and found no evidence of a gorilla or large primate at the scene. Many websites covering the story stated that locals were reporting swarms of government officials, suggesting a Bigfoot find and subsequent cover-up. But a few quick phone calls to local businesses in the area proved that this was not the case. Interestingly, last May, a man wore a gorilla suit to scare a co-worker in a town about 2 hours away from this location. Earlier this year, there were 122 tracks discovered, thought to be created by a Bigfoot. Well, in true cryptid fashion, this has now been eclipsed. A series of tracks stretching 3 miles has been discovered in an area in northern Minnesota and southern Ontario, Canada, which is supposedly only accessible in winter. Many of these tracks took steps that were impossible to take by the videographer, who was 6'2" tall. Well, I'm glad to see a shift from the typical hoax videos of people in ghillie suits and Bigfoot costumes. But unless someone is going to produce some significant evidence, these videos will do little to provide proof of Sasquatch. In UFO news, Africa has been chosen to be the home of the new array of telescopes aimed at finding intelligent life in outer space. The Square Kilometer Array project will use 3,000 dishes in an array at a cost of $2 billion. The array will be so sensitive that it may be able to pick up television signals from distant planets. As if watching television is a sign of intelligent life. And in other news, South Korean and Russian scientists are planning on cloning a mammoth. These elephant-like creatures disappeared from the Earth around 10,000 years ago, partially due to the end of the Ice Age and primitive man adapting to stone tools for hunting. This announcement isn't the first time someone claimed to be working on cloning a mammoth. In 2008, Japanese, Russian, and American scientists announced plans to produce a mammoth within 6 years. In November of 2008, scientists at Pennsylvania State University announced they had sequenced a large amount of the mammoth genome. Prior to this, there had been several attempts at creating mammoth eggs from severely damaged DNA, with no success. This new process will involve a female African elephant, but despite the news, there are still many hurdles to clear before we see mammoths in zoos. And now it's time for the Insider Tip of the Week.
The Insider Tip of the Week.
This has been a segment I've wanted to do from the beginning of this show, and I will do so when I'm not reporting on conferences and conventions. If you have a tip you would like to suggest, feel free to email me at insider@paranewsinsider.com or visit the Paranormal News Insider on Facebook. All credit will be given to you, but be mindful that I will still offer my 2 cents about the tip, whether I agree with it or not. The tip can be something simple or something to do with scientific protocol in any type of investigation. Research tips, interviewing tips, or anything else you have to offer anyone pursuing any ghost, UFO, or cryptid investigation. This week's tip is a basic tip. When buying a lot of different gear that uses batteries, try to find as many as possible that use the same type of battery. Although this is impossible to do across the board, finding flashlights, walkie-talkies, or other basic equipment that uses the same type of batteries will save you hundreds of dollars in the long run, as you will limit the types of batteries you have to buy in bulk. And I mentioned conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings real quick. There is Phenomenology 104 coming up at the end of this month, March 22nd through the 25th, in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. You can visit the events list at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com. On Facebook and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.